Hurry, hurry, hurry to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
Hi there, I'm Jack Ward. This past week, the audio drama world was stunned to discover that we lost one of the pioneers of the modern audio drama movement, Bill Hulwick. The founder of Broken Sea Audio and tireless producer of incredible shows like Planet of the Apes, 2109 Black Sun Rising, The Grog and Griffin, Amity, Dark Waters, Battlestar Galactica, Kolchak, The Night Stalker, Jake Sampson, Monster Hunter, The Swag Cast, the list just goes on and on and on. Earlier this week, I wrote a long entry on the Sonic Society webpage about my friend Bill, and if you're interested, I urge you to read it. However, I'm also well aware that many people don't visit the webpage that often and get their news through this podcast, so I wanted to make this my sad duty to tell all of you out there who know of Bill's work, but did not know that he ended his life on March 31st this year. I've often been a critic of those people who claim that online friendships are as rich and robust as in real-life relationships. I've seen the studies. I know that generally speaking, spending too much time with online people and not in person can be more isolating and disconnecting than truly interacting. My long friendship with Bill challenges that assertion, and I had to examine it this week as I'm dealing with missing my friend very deeply. Bill and I connected on and off very regularly for over a decade, sometimes as often as multiple times through the day. Lately, only a few times a week, however. I think what makes our connection and the connection he had with other people so poignant was that as artists, we are a fairly solitary lot. But when we share our creative works, well, that's a kind of intimacy that many people don't have the opportunity to create in a day-to-day connection. Connection. That's the word I'd give those few people online who really interact with me on a deep level. It's all about providing those strong connections that provide a fellowship between us. It's because of the deep connection some of us have with Bill that we've reached out to each other and connected through our grief and our loss. I often think of the saying that happiness shared is happiness doubled, and sorrow shared is sorrow halved. This week I'm comforted by the few people who knew Bill as I did, that have reached out to check in with me and with each other. So, Bill's message to me, beyond making more audio drama, amigo, which was almost his mantra, is to remind us all that connections happen when we can be open and excited and enthused and vulnerable with each other. Bill's daughter Bailey has asked that we all reach out to those at risk. If you or someone else you know is thinking dark thoughts, contemplating suicide, please reach out. There are people who love you and people who want to help. Take care of yourselves and each other. And goodbye, my friend. Now on with the show.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Thank you.
and welcome to Sonic Society Season 12, Episode 512. I'm Jack Ward from Sonic Society Headquarters on Broadway Street in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And I'm your host coming from North Yorkshire, England, David Ault.
One of the great joys of more than a decade of the Sonic Society is that we get to showcase productions from all around the world.
And many points of origin for audio drama companies have people involved from all points on the globe as well.
And that's the strength of Broken Sea Audio. Through the years, the people from Broken Sea are from New Zealand, England, Canada, Israel, and the United States, from Illinois to California, from Virginia to Texas.
And tonight, after 10 years since their first sounding board, we have the comedic alternate lives of the Broken Sea Audio executives as they consider what would have happened should they have received all the Nigerian prince's money. Yes, it's our feature show, Kapocalypse, from Broken Sea Audio.
With a few choice cuts of the shorts, Rare Meat, right afterwards here
on the Sonic Society.
This is a Broken Sea Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Me, you, bada-boom, bada-beam, bada-bow, bali-boop.
It's Sounding Board, the world's first audio drama series produced and mixed using the quantum computing power of quartz crystal radio. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of Broken Sea Audio, we bring you an epic story of one man's journey into the heart of darkness. A story so intense you'll have flashbacks to the strawberry jam your grandma used to make. This is Guerrilla Audio's production of Kapocalypse Now, Part 1.
Guerrilla Audio, shit. I'm still only in the office. Every time I think I'm gonna wake up back in the studio. When I was at home after my first day at this job, it was worse. I'd wake up and there'd be nothing. I hardly said a word to my wife until I said yes to a cup of hot chocolate. When I was here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think about was getting back into the studio. I've been here a week now, waiting for voice actors' lines, getting softer. Every time I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute, Burnsy squats in the server room, and he gets stronger. Maybe I should work out more? Each time I look around, the walls move in a little tighter. Everyone gets everything he wants. I wanted an audio production, and for my sins, they gave me one. Brought it up to me like room service, and I didn't even have to give them a tip.
Hey, Bill, are you in there, mate?
Yeah. Surprise the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. It was a choice script, and when it was over, I'd never want another. Well, for a few days anyway. Of some strangers have been a desperate land. What do you want? I'm trying to record here.
Are you alright, Bill?
What does it look like, Dave?
Captain Bill Holwig of the 505 Battalion, 173rd Division of the KISS Army?
Shit. Hey, buddy, you gonna shut that door? Don't want any extra echo.
Oh, sorry, mate. Do you usually mix naked?
We have orders to escort you to the cafeteria.
What are the charges?
Sir?
What'd I do?
There's no charges, Bill. Burnsy wants to have a meeting in Poontang.
Poontang? Dave. What are you talking about?
Hey, Bill. Come on, Bill. You still have a few hours to get cleaned up. Bill. Dave, give me a hand. Come on, Bill. Let's take a shower.
Hey, man. I need to... I know we're buds, but can I... I was going to the weirdest place in the world, and I didn't even know it yet. Minutes away, and about 30 feet up a corridor, that snaked through Gorilla Audio Studios like a main circuit cable, and plugged straight into the man they called Mac. It was no accident that I got to be caretaker to Mark Kalita's memory, any more than being stuck back in the studio was an accident. There's no way to tell this story without telling my own. And if his story is really a confession, then so is mine.
Come on in. At ease. Want a cigarette?
No, thank you, sir.
Bill, have you ever seen this gentleman before? Met the general or myself?
Well, no, sir. Not personally.
You have worked a lot on your own, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I have. Audio mixing is a solitary obsession.
Your report specifies audio post-production, script writing, and voice acting with multiple AD agencies across the internet.
I'm not presently disposed to discuss those productions, Bronzy.
Did you not work for the BSAP production sector?
No, sir. I do graphic design.
Did you not tell a Jehovah's Witness that you had Jesus Christ using your bathroom June 19, 1988, Captain?
Burns, did you have another pigeon pecking on your processor? I am unaware of any such activity or audio production, nor would I be disposed to discuss any such production if it did exist.
Well, I thought we'd have a bite of lunch while we talk. I hope you brought a good appetite with you. Gladiators always make me peckish, no matter how much chocolate is on them. Oh, you have a bad hand there. Are you wounded?
A little fishing accident on R&R, Tosh.
Fishing on R&R. But you're feeling fit, right? Ready for mixing duty?
Yes, Tasha, very much so. Just waiting on line recordings from folks.
Let's see what we have here. Roast beef. Usually it's not bad. Try some Dave, pass it around, save a little time and pass both ways. Bill, I don't know how you feel about Armor potted meat food product, but if you eat it, you'll never have to prove your courage in any other way. I'll take a scoop here.
Captain, you have heard of Colonel Mac Margolita?
Yes, sir. I've heard the name.
Paul, would you please play that tape for Bill?
Yeah.
Listen carefully. October 9th, 0430 hours. Sector R5, D4.
This was monitored out of Max office. It's a voicemail message that has been verified as Max voice.
I watched a Dalek mutant crawl along the edge of a straight razor. That's my dream. That's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor. And surviving. I'm being chased by gorillas wearing mime makeup. I'm running and running. And I run into my old elementary school. And I realize I'm not wearing any pants. I'm not wearing any pants.
Message received, December 30th,
0500 hours. Sector 4LOM.
You've got mail.
Hey, Aaron, it's me. Can you remember? Did you pick up the directory on the way home?
What? Oh, sorry. Wrong voicemail message.
We must kill them. We must exterminate them. Lemur after lemur. Yahoo group after Yahoo group. Lousy scriptwriter after lousy scriptwriter. Obsessive Star Trek fanboy geek after obsessive Star Trek fanboy geek. And they call me a voice actor? What do you call it when the voice actors accuse the voice actor? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those pigeons. I hate them. How I hate them.
Ah, coffee. Oh, 3 days old. But I digress. Mac was one of the most outstanding voice acting artists this country has ever produced. He was brilliant and outstanding in every way, and he was a good man, too. He joined the Guerrilla Audio team after that. His ideas, his methods have become unsound. Stereo unsound. Dolby Digital Surround unsound.
Now he has disappeared into his office with his Mac Trooper army, who worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Well, I have some other shocking news to tell you. Mac was about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, ma'am. Murdered who?
Mac ordered some Chinese takeout. He believed they forgot to include the free shrimp toast he had a coupon for, so he took matters into his own hands.
Well, you see, Bill, in this studio, things just get confused out there. I mean, power, ideals, the old morality, and practical dinner necessity. I mean, out there with these extras, it must be temptation to be a god, because there's conflict in every human heart, between the rational and the irrational, between the good and the evil. The good doesn't always triumph. I mean, you know, sometimes the dark side overcomes what Yoda called the Jedi path. And it began to dominate his destiny, consumed him as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice. Every man has got a breaking point. Mac has reached his. And very obviously, he's gone insane.
Yes, ma'am. Very much so, ma'am. Obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up to Mac's office. Pick up Colonel Mac's path at the breakfast bar. Learn what you can along the way. When you find Mac, infiltrate his team by whatever means available and terminate Mac's internet connection.
Terminate? The Mac's internet connection?
He's out there operating without a decent firewall. Totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field, commanding his Mac troopers.
Terminate with extreme prejudice. You understand, Bill, that this audio production does not exist. Nor will it ever exist.
How many voice actors had I already deleted? There were those six people from Galactica that sent their lines in late, close enough to belch their last breath of pop in my face. But this time, it was an American and an executive audio producer. That wasn't supposed to make any difference to me, but it did. Shit. Charging a man with murder in this place was like handing out speeding tickets at the Punta E pod races. I took the script. What the hell else was I gonna do? But I didn't know what I'd do when I found him.
This is the dear, beautiful friend. This is the end.
I was being ferried down the Guerrilla Audio Works hallways in a Navy PBJ, a type of plastic patrol boat made from the same space-age polymers as a lunchbox. Pretty common sight in the office hallway since the water main burst this morning. They said it was a good way to pick up information without drawing a lot of attention. That was okay. I needed the air and the time. Only problem was, I wouldn't be alone.
You know that Max still has that TARDIS effect going on in his office, right?
Yeah, could be anything going on in there.
Well, let's check it out.
I think we should open a window.
Southeast Asian jungle. What is Mac thinking?
Morning, lads.
Hey, it's Stevie, the sanitizer Farnaby. How's it, mate?
Oh, pretty amazing. Was at a pub in Whitby recently and the landlord told me I was sitting at the very same table that Bram Stoker sat at when he created Renfield for the Dracula novel. Oh, seems it was based on a real guy.
Did he eat bugs too?
Yeah, it started as a dare after they'd run out of crisps, and it turns out the guy didn't seem to mind even after they'd restocked, so he kept at it.
Ew.
The crew was mostly recreational audio fans, professionals with families and real jobs, middle-aged kids with one foot in their graves. At night, there were wild voice actors who would step in to fill a role at a moment's notice. The scriptwriter, the one they called Paul, was from New Zealand. He was wrapped too tight for Mac's office. Probably wrapped too tight for New Zealand. Dave on the FTP server was a famous web surfer from the beaches south of Buffalo. You look at him and you wouldn't believe he ever recorded in his whole life. Stevie, some called him Skiffle, others Sanitizer, for his ability to flawlessly clean scratchy recordings, was from East Yorkshire, and somebody once asked if we could somehow add subtitles for him when he spoke. Having grown up watching Doctor Who, the relative dimensions of Mac's office really put the zap on his head. Then there was Natasha. It might have been my audio production, but sure as shit was Tasha's boat.
I was working on a galley with gladiator slaves rowing. But there are about 2 points where we can draw enough water to get into Mac's office. They're both hot, they both belong to Charlie.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I knew we shouldn't have signed that subleasing agreement. That Charlie's a funny bugger.
You know, I've pulled a few voiceover ops in here. About 6 months ago, I took a man who was going up past the bridge at Vagabond Productions. He was a regular audio producer, too. Heard he shot himself in the head. With a bow and arrow. Really weird.
Two. Holway. William. Captain. USA. Zero. Tac. 130501. U.S. Guerrilla Audio Forces Intelligence HQ. Poontang. Subject. Special Forces Audio Information. Kalita. Mark A. A.K.A. Mac. Colonel. Brief field promotion to Starfleet Captain, co-founder Blood Moon Audio Productions, executive staff and co-founder Guerrilla Audio Works. 1971, graduates Lakeshore Park District Play School. Top of class for coloring and creative assembly of Mr. Potato Heads. Single-handedly saved toddler entertainment night by leading other children in synchronized hokey pokey performance for visiting parents. Completed basic potty training, advanced infant training, including a silver star for shoe tying. Chicago, Illinois. 1972. Assigned kindergartner, Nettlehorse Public School, U.S. Sector Command. Classified as Red Group Reader and put into Accelerated Study Detachment. Double promoted to second grade. 74 to 80. Private training. Our Lady of Mount Carmel School. Began formal acting work in Thanksgiving play and Christmas pageant. College level reading skills by 1980. 82 to 92. Private services as tutor in assorted public speaking missions. Master's degree, DePaul University in creative writing. 1996, created and assumed persona of Tequila Mac, Novacron Sentinel of the Star Trek fan universe. 2002, co-founded Blood Moon Audio Productions, rank of Commander, Section 31 Starfleet Command. Attained Time Lord status under codename The Doctor. 2007. Recruited by Renegade Audio Production Company, Guerrilla Audio Works as co-executive officer, actor, writer, and director. Requested reassignment from directorial duties on Jake Sampson Monster Hunter to pursue increased writing and acting missions. Request granted. First official sighting of the term MAC Trooper from privately intercepted communiques. Term increases in frequency during the spring of 2007. Intelligence reports note later identification under the name Lawgiver. Details presently unclear. At first, I thought they handed me the wrong dossier. I couldn't believe they wanted this man disconnected. Third generation Lakeshore Park District Play School, top of his class. Blood Moon, Guerrilla Audio, and more. About 1,000 of those little lick and stick foil stars they gave you in kindergarten for coloring inside the lines. I'd heard his voice on the tape and it really put a hook into me. Mac can really voice it. But I couldn't connect up that voice with this man. Like they said, he had an impressive career. Maybe too impressive. I mean, perfect. He was being groomed for one of the top slots in the business. Colonial Radio, Big Finish, NPR, anything. In 2013, his Doctor Who series went into hiatus, and things started to slip. During the next few months, he made three requests for transfer to post-production training in Bill's office, and he was finally accepted. Post-production? He was 44 years old. Why the frack would he do that? 2015, he joined the cast of a Jaws-themed audio show called Amity Dark Waters. Return to his office.
Hey, what's that?
Arclight, B-52 Strike.
Oh, I love them, especially that song. Rock Lobster.
Charlie, don't ever see him or hear him. Concussion sucks the air out of your lungs.
Oh, something terrible is going to happen.
Smoke!
Oh, no thank you. I never touch those things. Hueys, over there! A lot of Hueys. I think it's a Huey Lewis impersonator convention.
And they're probably not looking for a new drug. Let's have a look, Dosh. It was the Wireless Warriors Division, first of the night. Our escorts to the mouth of the Bung River. But they were supposed to be waiting for us another 30 kilometers ahead. Well, the wireless bunch. These boys just couldn't stay put. First of the night was an old-time radio division that had cashed in its Foley for SFX CDs. And gone tear-assing around the studios looking for the shit, like lost episodes of The Shadow and Doc Savage. They'd given Charlie a few surprises in their time here. What they were mopping up now hadn't even happened an hour ago. Where can I find Kilmore?
He's over there.
I'm Bill. I carry the priority scripts from BSAP Intelligence Corps. I understand that Boontang has briefed you on all the requirements of my audio production.
Will Kilmore, what script? I haven't heard from Boontang.
Sir, your voice actor unit is supposed to escort us into the bomb.
That's the ass end of the world, son! But we'll see what we can do. Now stay out of my way. What do we have here? Two of spades. Three of spades. Four of diamonds. Six of clubs. Ace of spades. Oh man, what I wouldn't give for a new Motorhead album.
Hey Bill, what are those?
Death cards.
What?
Death cards. Let's Charlie know who did this mix. Kind of viral advertising.
Hey, what's this? What is this?
Well, this gladiator is hurt pretty bad, sir. About the only thing that is holding his voice in is that fondue pot lid.
This gladiator is dirty, V.A. He wants water, he can drink potty water.
You tell Patty to keep her damn water. Give me that canteen. Get out of here before I kick your ass. Any man brave enough to record his lines with his guts strapped in with a fondue pot lid can drink from my canteen any day.
Hey, Colonel, were you aware that that fella over there is Dave SOB, the web surfer?
Are you sure? What's your name, actor?
Dave SOB.
Mixer's mate, third class, Stevie K.
Dave SOB, the web surfer?
Yes, sir.
Huh. It's an honor to meet you, Dave. I've admired your DSL writing for years. I like your bandwidth, too. I think you have the best IT there is.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you can cut out that sir crap, Dave. I'm Will. I'm a goofy ass, just like the rest of them.
These guys with you?
Jack's from Canada. Andre's from San Francisco. Pretty solid web surfers. None of us aren't anywhere near your class, though. We do a lot of web surfing here. Porn and podcast sites, mostly. I like to finish operations early. We fly to Kung Pao for the evening. Have you been riding since you came here?
No way!
Well, Kilmore had a pretty good day for himself. They chartered in T-bones and fruity umbrella drinks and turned the LZ into a giant tiki bar. The more they tried to make it just like home, the more they made everybody miss it.
I want my meat rare. Rare, but not cold.
He wasn't a bad producer, I guess. He loved his voice actors and they felt safe with him. He was one of those guys that had that weird light around. I think it was all those glow sticks glued to his hat. He just knew he wasn't going to get so much as a breath pop here.
What happened to your audio production, Captain? Did Boontang forget all about you?
Sir, two places wouldn't get into the room. Here and there. It's a pretty wide delta, but these are the only two spots I'm really sure of.
Oh, that village you're pointing at is kind of hairy, Bill.
What do you mean hairy, sir?
It's hairy, like Chewbacca's armpits. Villagers lost their local barber in a monsoon. Got some pretty heavy pigeons there, too. I lost a few recon ships there now and again. Oh, is that goddamn village Wang Dang drop or flop? Damn dish of the day names all sound the same. Hey, Stevie, do you know anything about that point at Wang Dang drop?
Oh, that's a fantastic BitTorrent.
BitTorrent? They still do that?
Aye, about 6 gigs worth. Movies, TV, audio, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's just Download City, man.
Well, why the hell didn't you tell me that before? There aren't any good torrents in this whole shitty community. It's all goddamn Star Trek fan works.
It's really hairy in there, sir. That's where we lost Kim.com. They spam the hell out of us. That's Charlie's server.
Colonel, we can go there tomorrow at dawn. There's always a good offshore bandwidth in the morning.
Yeah, we may not be able to get the boat in. The river may be too shallow.
We'll pick your boat up and put it down like a baby right where you want it. This is the first of the ninth. Wireless Warrior, son. An air mobile hotspot. I can take that server and hold it as long as I like. and you can get anywhere you want up that river that suits you, young captain. Hell, a 6-gigabit torrent. You take a gunship back to division. Take Dave with you. Let him pick out a board. And bring me my Yater spoon. The 8-6.
I don't know, sir. It's...
What is it, actor?
It's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie Server.
Charlie don't web surf.
Hey, Stevie. You ain't gonna believe this. Look.
Hey, man. We're picking up the boats.
How you feeling, Dave?
Like I'm about to fly to North Dakota with Buddy Holly, sir.
All right, son. Let it rip. I never use the lighter motherboard. I can't get used to it. Do you prefer a heavier or a lighter motherboard?
Heavier.
Really? I thought all the young guys liked lighter boards. Oh, PCI Express.
You can't ride the nose.
We've got it spotted.
Put on email header 270. Assume attack formation.
That's a roger. Okay, we're logging in.
We're coming low, rising to full volume. And about a meg out, we'll put on the music.
Music?
Yeah. I use Wagner. Scares the hell out of the podcasters. My boys love it.
Hey, they're gonna play music.
Why is everyone sitting on their headsets?
Oh, they make an amazing buzz on the high notes. Woof!
Put on Psych War Operations. Make it loud. This is Romeo Foxtrot. Shall we dance?
Spotted a large building down the road. We're going to check it out.
Outstanding, Red Team. Outstanding. Get you a case of Red Bull for that. Put some 20 Vulcan SFX right there along that tree line. Just rip the shit out of those CDs.
Put a vehicle down the bridge. A 56 kilobyte are on board.
Clean the area. I'm coming down myself. Did these people ever give up their damn DSL? I want my lines cleaned in 15 minutes. I want my SFX out. What do you think?
Well, it's really exciting.
No, waves. Look, breaks both ways. Watch. Stereo, 16-bit.
Incoming email!
This place is still pretty hot. Maybe you ought to whip surf someplace else.
What do you know about web surfing, Mannering? You're from goddamn New Zealand! Dave, come here!
You mean right now, sir?
I want to see how downloadable that stuff is. Go log in.
It's still pretty hairy out there, sir.
You want a web surf actor?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good, son. Because you either web surf or voice act. Is that clear? Now get going. I'll cover for you. See? You can pan both ways. One guy can pan right, one left, simultaneous. What do you think of that?
I think we ought to wait for the bitrate to come up.
Hey, Dave, look. The bitrate don't come up for 6 hours. You want to wait here for 6 hours?
Don't you think it's a little risky for R&R?
If I say it's safe to web surf this beach, Captain, it's safe to web surf this beach. I'm not afraid to web surf this beach. God damn, I want that phone line DNS bomb.
Roger, BP6, stand by.
Bomb them back to dial-up, son.
Fox 1-2, Dove 1-3, they need some napalm sound effects on that log line. Can you put it down there? Roger that. We're suppressing reverb off the log line. Roger. Give all you got and bring all your CDs back.
Don't worry. We'll have this audio cleaned up and ready in a jiffy. Don't you worry.
Mixmaster Stevie 6 inbound in 30 seconds. Get your headphones on and volume dialed up. This is gonna be a big one.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Sound effects, son. Nothing else in the world sounds like that. I love the sound of sound effects in the morning. You know, one time we had a show mixed for 12 hours. When it was all over, I podcast it. We didn't find one of them. Not one stinking breath pop. The sound. You know, that pristine, lossless, flack sound. The whole mix sounded like victory. Someday this audio drama is gonna end.
Someday this audio's gonna end. That'd be just fine with the boys on the boat. They weren't looking for anything more than a good show that came out regularly. Trouble is, I've been back there, and I knew that it just didn't exist anymore.
You have been listening to Sounding Board. This was part one of Capocalypse Now. Produced and directed by the Prime Apes of Broken Sea Audio Productions. Featured in the cast were Bill Holweg, Dave Sobkowiak, Paul Mannering, Damaris Mannering,
Lynn Collin,
D.V.K. Farnaby, Gary Ailes, Lothar Tuppen, Jeff Billard, and Mark Galita as Colonel Mack. This audio production was written by Paul Mannering and Mark Galita. Mixing was done by Bill Holweg, Dave Sobkowiak, and Lothar Tuppen. Thank you very much. That will be all. May I have my monkey now? Monkey. Touch the monkey. Love the monkey. Don't bite the monkey. Monkey. Monkey.
No, he said. Yes, she said. No, he said, intentionally spilling a little bit of his water on the carpet. Yes, she said. No, he said. Yes, she said. No, he said, gently knocking over the framed photo of her in appearance on the skiing trip they took this time last year. Yes, she said. No, he said. Absolutely not, he said. Yes, she said. No, he said, pretending to hold a cat in his arms while petting it. He does not look like Brendan Fraser. Yes, she said, look at his eyes. No, he said, spilling more water on the carpet.
Hey, Drew Longhofer, it's Michael Bell, your old comrade.
Hey, Durotarati, I'll be a little late. I mixed it up to appointment, but so, yeah, I'll see you a little later. You can call me on 502-708-9890. Okay.
I'm actually calling in regards to the Stargrasper dance lessons down on Maine. I had a couple questions for you. First of all, I was wondering how special and secretive these dance lessons are going to be. And by that, I mean, I can't practice in a studio where there's going to be glass windows because of my special sickness.
Good morning. This is a message for Drew. This is Andrea with AeroTech here in Lexington.
It's going to be so fun. We're going to high-five each other. Roy, we can pet Roy while we play the game. Use him as a footrest. It's going to be so tight. It's going to be so rad. You're the man, Drew. This is for us. Best friends. Favorite roommates for life.
Hi, Drew. This is your good friend, Dawn. How are you? I really miss working with you, so... I really think it'd be appropriate for you to stop whatever you're doing and come and work.
Drew, disregard the last message. Sorry about that.
This is Nielsen, TV ratings calling. Your TV survey week is over Wednesday. Please mail back your TV diaries Thursday morning to make sure your viewing counts. If you have any questions or have not started your diary, you can call our toll-free 800 number at 1-800-237-8611. So again, that's 1-800-237-8611. Thank you.
Hello, Drew. This is Diane from the Native American Shop on Oak Street. You stopped by a couple of weeks ago, I think, and wanted a medicine bag for your friend.
What's up, Drew? This is Robbie. I was giving you a call. Pick you up there, man. Call me back. 270-272-6555.
Hey, this is Hannah. I was just calling to see what was up. Obviously, taking a walk is not such a good idea, but I'd still love to hang out.
Drew, it's Michael. The eagle has landed.
If you want to give us a call back at 502-5959-7177-8904-332-87-602-5398. Then we can go ahead and hold that back for you. You are actually the only one on the waiting list for Twisted Metal Black. But if somebody comes in and purchases it, we will have to release it without your consent to hold. So go ahead and give us a call back, like I said, at 617-508-2943-808-7797-618-5432-87-9701. And we'll go ahead and hold that Twisted Metal Black for you, and also the... Limp Bizkit CD that you requested. Go ahead and give us a call back. Thank you so much, Ricky.
Hey, Drew, it's Amby.
I'm Wyatt.
This is that Brand Matters, man.
Hey, Drew, it's Simon.
Hey, Drew, it's Jill.
Hey, Drew, it's Pitar, man. I just thought I'd give you a shout. It's about 7:30.
Hey, Drew, it's Julianne.
Hi, little Drew, it's Becca again.
Hey, Drew, man.
Hi, my name's Pete. I'm sorry I couldn't text you, but I'm at a landline. I'm interested in the guitar, and I'm in Hikes Point, can come immediately if it happened to be that way. And I'm at 502-213-3171. Thank you.
That's it. What did you say, Nemo? Yeah. Oh, just nothing. I was thinking about doing this dance lesson, learning how to stargrass. It's called stargrass and dancing. What is for dinner tonight? I was thinking about making myself an egg salad sandwich.
What do you think, Mr. Pickle?
How are you doing, Mr. Pickle? Do you want an egg salad sandwich for dinner with Daddy? Do you want to see Daddy learn how to stargrass? Mr. Pickle.
Happy birthday, Drew. I'll see what you're getting into today.
It's good, give me a call back.
Can I come see you? I got a few things I want to get in.
We miss you, Drew. Johnny misses you. Shalana misses you. Brittany misses you. Mostly I miss you. Tomorrow we're going to Clifton. Not Clifton, we're going to Lonnie's. We're going to Lonnie's for Clark Street Dogs. We're going to Lonnie's for Clark Street Dogs early, like around lunchtime. Once you get out of church, you should join us at Lonnie's for Clark Street Dogs. Or, if you're free tonight, come on by. My address is 2140 Sycamore Avenue. We're in apartment number 1. The zip code is 40206. Miss you, Drew. Bye.
Hey, young Eric, I just wanted to give you a holler and talk to you and hear your voice. But
young Eric, this is T-Bone inquiring about whether or not you'd like to go to Please and Thank You today. It is Sunday, and I have to work at 1 p.m.
Hello. I was just calling about the Thunder gig bag that you had on Craigslist.
Hey, Drew Longhopper. This is Delacroix. Delacroix, I'm calling in regards to the set of porcelain bowling balls you had posted up on Craigslist. Well, me and my wife, we've been tournament bowlers for, I don't know, about 15 years, approximately. And, down there at the River City Bowling Alley. And, you know, we're willing to test out the porcelain. I know it's kind of a newer thing that we're doing. And we're willing to test that out. So if you give me a call, I don't have a phone. So I'm calling you from my cousin's phone. If you could call me back on my cousin Robbie's phone, this is his number. I actually don't know it off the top of my head, but it's the number that I'm calling you from now. So if you could just caller ID that or *690 me, just get back to me as soon as possible. You know, I've got a couple other sets I'm looking at, so if you're interested in selling, you better get on. Thank you.
Hi, Drew. It's Tim at a Reader's Corner bookstore. Just wondering if you were okay and we might be able to get back together on the website. I'm at 797-9659. Thanks.
And that's this week's show. Please return with us next week as we listen to Fred Greenhalgh and Final Rune Productions' newest production, The Dark Tome.
If you would like to get in touch with us at the Sonic Society, please leave us messages at sonicsociety@gmail.com or through the Facebook page or Twitter. And as always, check out evicuna.com for more great original Electric Vicuna productions.
Please consider donating to help aid veterans and anyone at risk of suicide. Together we can all help save lives. Until next week, I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Ault. Good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine Cowlett t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these Cowletts coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get Cowlett mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official Cowlett design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.